And we're back here Thursday, March the 5th, 2023, 5:20, 14 minutes past the hour. And we're going to have a fun but serious hour this hour here on the program. As many of you know, what was it? Just about 10 days ago, I took a trip to Nashville. We did some remotes from the Grand Ole Opry and had a great time in the city of Nashville, Tennessee, visiting the sites, Grand Ole Opry, Country Music Hall of Fame, Broadway, downtown, the mall. Just a great, great city, Nashville, Tennessee, for anybody who's been there or who lives there or who has relatives there. As I say, I was there just about 10 days, not even 2 weeks ago yet. So I was stunned early on this week to hear of the terrible tornado that hit late Monday night, early into Tuesday, that killed 24 and left some spots in Nashville not looking so great. Now, today we're joined by one of my favorite people. He is a broadcasting icon. He is a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame 2007 inductee and a National Radio Hall of Fame inductee class of 2010. He is without question the dean of country music broadcasters and a resident of Nashville, Tennessee, who can fill us in on exactly what happened and what's going on now, and we'll also recount some of the great moments from his very storied and illustrious career. What a pleasure it is to welcome again to these microphones the legendary Ralph Emery. Ralph, how are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm a very lucky man.
My goodness.
I live on the opposite side of town from where the tornado hit. And the tornado came across in a semicircle across the northern part of the city and into East Nashville, where I was raised. I went to all the schools in East Nashville and finished up at East Nashville High School. And I want to read for you the headline in the morning paper, the Nashville Tennessean. It says, "Beneath the rubble, a heartbroken town." And it's unbelievable the devastation that this tornado left. I've heard various opinions about the speed. This morning I heard that the tornado got up to 175 miles per hour. The tornado actually hit two places that, or perhaps three. The tornado hit in Nashville at around 12:30 a.m. and then moved on to 60 miles. Well, it hit Nashville and hit the town of Lebanon, moved on up 60 miles to Cookeville. Cookeville is the home of Tennessee Tech University. It's a great town, but it's had severe damage, as Nashville has. Cookeville has lost 18 people, and they are still looking through the rubble for people there. We've lost here in the Nashville area. Lost one more last night, so we're up to about 26 deaths, and the devastation is unbelievable. The only other time that I can recall, and I've lived in this town for a long time, I was raised here, we had another tornado that sort of rivaled this one in 1999. That one hit downtown and then ran in at 100 miles per hour. It ran across the Cumberland River and came out of the Cumberland River at 200 miles per hour. And it caused a lot of devastation in the same areas that this tornado hit. And reading about it, and the streets are so familiar to me. Holly Street, Woodland Street, Main Street are all East Nashville streets, and they are covered in rubble. It's going to take probably into next fall for the town to be able to resurrect itself.
Mm. Ralph, take us through this Monday night. I don't remember any reports that anything like this was supposed to happen. What was going on in Nashville? When did you first realize that something was on its way?
Well, let me also qualify my remarks, because I'm listening to you through hearing aids. I'm an old man, and my ears are assisted by hearing aids. I go to bed early. I'm just about 87 years old. I will be on March 10th. That's my birthday, and I will be 87. And so I go to bed early. I on the night in question, I went to bed about 10 o'clock, and I slept through the whole thing. Now, I have three boys, and one of them lives rather close to where the tornado came through, but he fortunately was not hit by it. But he told me he watched it on television as it skipped through the city, starting about 60 miles west of Nashville, and it ran through my hometown of McEwen, Tennessee. And I'm sure that I haven't had a report from down there yet, but I'm sure it did terrible damage down there. But it started about 60 miles west of Nashville and came along I-40, the interstate, and went into I-40 comes right through Nashville. So when it got down to Nashville, it took a swing up north of the city and sort of went around the downtown area and did not devastate downtown as we first suspected it would. But it did hit north Nashville and then across the river into East Nashville. I was not aware of it until I woke up the next morning. I go to bed early, I get up early. So I got up about 5:30, I turn on the television, and that's all they're talking about. And there are pictures there of the devastation, and it was unbelievable what it did to this town.
What?
And that headline does speak to a town with a broken heart.
It certainly does, Ralph. On Monday, were there any reports of any bad weather coming at all?
Well, not really. Well, we've had, in January and February, we've had rain almost every other day. Rain, clouds, and cold weather, and not only that, everything has been like a yo-yo. Good day, bad day, good day, bad day. And when I say bad day, I mean rainy and cold, and then it the next day sun will pop out. And today is a beautiful day. It's about 50 degrees, and the high today is going to be in the 60s. But we really had no warning. Now, near my house and across the city are a number of sirens. The sirens are warning signals for tornadoes. And I heard that those warnings went off across the city. I don't believe the warning in my neighborhood went off at all. So we really we were blindsided. We had seen tornadoes break out all across the country, particularly down in Louisiana, up in Kansas, up in the Midwest, but we all felt so lucky it had not hit us. It had gone around us for so many weeks, and then it hit us, and I have to tell you that everybody was shocked. We were not anticipating this. We were saying to ourselves, well, this can't happen to us, and then it hit.
Ralph, as you said, there was no anticipation of this on Monday. You slept through it Monday into Tuesday. You get up Tuesday morning, and you see these pictures. This is the town you made your career in. This is the town you live in. How did it strike you as a person to see those images?
Well, I am a Nashville guy. I came here in the third grade. Little kids go wherever they're taken, and my family chose to come bring me to Nashville in the third grade, and I entered Nashville schools in the third grade and went through junior high school here at East Nashville Junior High, and then East Nashville Senior High, where I graduated. And I had been over all the streets that were hit by the tornado. And as a matter of fact, there's a church here that I used to attend that got hit very hard. When Nashville cries, I cry. I love this city. I happen to be very lucky. And I was on television locally here for almost 30 years. And then, of course, I was on the Nashville Network for 10 and a half years. And I have a lot to be thankful for. So, yeah, it was a heartbreaker for me. When you get to be my age, you've already lost a lot of friends because they've aged out. And right now, I'm trying to make it to 90. But my reaction first was, gosh, what happened? You mean to tell me that a tornado ripped through this city last night? It was kind of hard to digest, because we had always been so lucky. Hadn't had a tornado in 20 years. And so as I began to grasp what had happened, it was very heartbreaking for me.
As I had told the listening audience, I had been in Nashville less than 2 weeks ago, and of course, it's a great...
You just missed it.
I did. I just missed it. Was there 10 days ago, and it's a great, great city. I was down on Broadway, Ryman Auditorium, Grand Ole Opry, the mall there, all the great sites, the Country Music Hall of Fame. Do you know, are all of those buildings intact and safe at this point?
Yes. The buildings you mentioned were just south of the tornado. And I think to the businesses north of that area, possibly only 5 miles, but the buildings that you mentioned are intact, and especially our lovely Hall of Fame. I'm very proud of our lovely Hall of Fame. And the Grand Ole Opry, that was one of my first questions was, did the Opry survive? Because in 2010, we had a flood here that got into the Opry House, got into the Opryland Hotel, and a lot of businesses downtown. As the river, the Cumberland River, got out of its banks, and for whatever reason, the people who control the dam, which controls the water in Nashville, they allowed more water to come through the dam to attack flooding in the Middle Tennessee area. Anyway, I was doing some programs at that time over at the agricultural, I can't think of the word, the agricultural network, and I was doing some country music programming over there. And I remember we did a special on the flood. So I guess the flood in 2010, 10 years ago, was the latest disaster before the tornado.
Ralph, what is it, just having been there, I noticed it, what is it about the city of Nashville that is different from a lot of other cities? It's got a special feel.
Well, Nashville is not exactly the way I have heard that people perceive it. I was talking to Marty Stewart about this a while back. People who have never been here think there's a guitar hanging from every lamppost, that we're all wearing Western and wearing Western costumes. And I have to tell people that if we were in Dallas or Oklahoma City, that's probably the way we would dress, and wearing cowboy hats and all that. But we're not that way. We're just kind of a normal city, like other normal cities, with a McDonald's and all the sandwich places. But now, I will say this, that we have some stores that sell a variety of country and Western wear. And I think Nashville is different because of the vitality of our music industry, which I'm very proud of. And I've had an awful lot of compliments about the documentary that was on PBS about, and is still being run on PBS, about the history of country music. And so I guess Nashville is driven by our music industry. It's also driven by printing and by it is the headquarters of a number of evangelical churches, and some people say that Nashville is the buckle on the Bible Belt, and possibly that's true. But this is a city that primarily you might see Dolly Parton or in the earlier days, Johnny Cash was very visible. So was Conway Twitty. You know, at my age, I have lost so many good friends in the music industry. But the music industry continues to thrive. It's the home of BMI and ASCAP, the CMA and the CMF, and I'm sure that's confusing. The CMA is the Country Music Association. The CMF is the Country Music Foundation, which runs the Hall of Fame. The CMA handles the negotiations for our television shows, the ones on ABC television. So they each have their jobs, and they each have their memberships. The CMA membership is larger than the CMF and is the source of all the votes when we put somebody into the Hall of Fame. That's kind of interesting. The Hall of Fame nominees come out of the Country Music Foundation. And once they're on the ballots, they are voted on by the members of the Country Music Association. I hope you followed me on that.
I did. I'm with you, Ralph. One thing I thought about, you know a lot of people in Nashville. You have family in Nashville. You have friends who have been there, celebrities who are your friends. What is the mood of the people you have talked to since this tornado early Tuesday morning?
Well, I haven't talked to many people, except some. I have three sons, and they live in different parts of the city. And I've talked extensively to Michael because Michael lives north of the city, and I was concerned. He has a farm up there. He's a retired endodontist. And his name is Steve. And Steve, I talked to extensively about what happened to the city. I haven't talked much to my two younger boys, who are Michael and Kit. Kit's a nickname. All my boys are grown, and one is retired. The two younger boys are 50 and 52. I except for a few people at the grocery store, which is also south of the city, they were concerned about some of their neighbors who live north of the city. So all of us who were lucky enough to live south of the city, south of I-40, we have no damage. And as a matter of fact, a lot of us would not have even been aware of the tornado if we hadn't seen it on television.
What do you think the long-term effect of this tornado will be, besides the reconstruction?
Well, that is the long-term effect. People's houses were flattened. I mean, where people used to live doesn't exist. I felt so sorry for people I saw on television who no longer had a house. Some of them, we had a lot of people that were hurt. I gave you the death toll of about 26. We had probably 80 people who were hurt and will have a hospital stay. And also, I've got to compliment a certain element of the population. They have volunteered to go into the areas that are wounded, and with their chainsaws and with their muscle. To, you know, a lot of the streets were blocked by trees, by lumber. from houses that were blown apart. And I want to say this. Houses were literally blown apart. And the debris was scattered everywhere. And so one of the first things that had to be addressed was clearing the streets so that the people who were going to help could get by and could get to the wounded part of the city. I think it's going to take 6 months. I've heard estimates that we will be into the fall before any wounds are repaired and sustained.
Ralph, for people who are not familiar with Nashville, talk about the part of the city that was hit. What goes on there?
In East Nashville?
Yes.
East Nashville, I mentioned, is the home of East High, which, by the way, they have been using as a rescue place. East Nashville has been there a long time. At one time, it had another name. It was called Edge Hill. And many of the most, I'm talking now way back to around 1900, 1880, some of the most prominent people in the city lived across the river in this part of town. And as time changed, when I came along and went to Warner School, which was the third grade, the war came. And I was in what we used to call grammar school when World War II broke out. And suddenly men were scarce. Everybody who could breathe was in the war. I had a father in the Army. I had a stepfather also in the Army. One was in Europe, and the other was in the South Pacific. So, and then I had cousins. I had one cousin who was a fighter pilot in the Pacific. He died rather recently at 101. East Nashville is a blue-collar area. It's full of wonderful people. And so many people have left East Nashville and moved further out to homes on Old Hickory Lake, which is a very popular lake for boating or fishing. And I want to mention Ray Stevens' new entertainment center, which is closed now, but will reopen on the 14th of March. Ray was an excellent investor and bought an awful lot of real estate years ago. And he recently converted those dollars into a 3,500-foot entertainment center and his offices as well. But back to East Nashville. East Nashville has suddenly become an area of restaurants, new restaurants, and all sorts of cuisine. I thought about them first when I first heard that East Nashville had been hit so hard. I thought of all the people who had recently invested in new restaurants, and it was the fulfillment of dreams to own their own restaurants and to supply the city with all sorts of cuisine. And I thought those restaurants that people work so hard to build are probably gone today. It's there's a big, two big parks in East Nashville. One is, I'm sure one of them is, was in the path of the tornado. It's a park I used to play in when I was a kid. And then at the other end of East Nashville is Shelby Park. And there, years ago, the country music stars used to play softball. And usually the teams were made up of members of the Grand Ole Opry on one side and the Acuff Rose Publishing Company on the other. And I played on, I guess on the Acuff Rose team. But I'll tell you a story about that. Marty Robbins and Hawkshaw Hawkins were good buddies. They were on opposite teams. Hawkshaw Hawkins was a big man. He was about 6'7". They used to say he was 9 yards of personality. Anyway, in the game, Marty Robbins is playing center field. Hawkshaw gets up with a bat, and Marty knows that Hawk can hit it a long way, and the center field position is backed up by a light tower. So Marty moves back to beyond the light tower to the next softball diamond. He's on the pitcher's mound of the next diamond. And Hawkshaw hit it over the light tower, and Marty caught it. And so that was out in Shelby Park, where we used to play a lot of softball.
It's a great story, Ralph. You know, what I was thinking, I had just made the trip down there. A lot of people from this area make the trip down there. For people who might have trips planned very soon, spring break coming up, summer not too far away, what should they know in regard to this tornado for their trips?
Well, if I were planning a trip to Nashville, first of all, I would call the Nashville Chamber of Commerce. They're a wonderful bunch, and they believe in Nashville more than anyone. I'd call the Nashville Chamber of Commerce to ask them, number one, is it safe to come to Nashville? Or when do you think Nashville will be ready for tourists? Now, we have not had any breakouts of the flu that's spread out over the world. We're very fortunate in that we don't have any flu problems here. But if this is probably not a good time to come to Nashville. A lot of things that you would want to see, like you'd probably want to take a bus trip around the city and see the homes of the stars. Well, on my side of the city, the homes of the stars probably are safe. But on the other side of the city, out near Hendersonville, where say, the Oak Ridge Boys live, and other stars. That area probably is not a good area to visit right now. So I would let the Nashville Chamber of Commerce be my guide and ask them what they think, because they've got their finger on it. And, you know, it's like a pie that you've cut half into. The south part of the city is just fine. The northern and eastern parts are not just fine. fact is, in many cases, there's nothing there. There's, now I haven't heard of any stars' homes that got hurt or destroyed. And I guess that's because those people who live here are, more of them are on the south side than the north. I was trying to think, you know, Johnny Cash used to live on the north side of the city, and so did Roy Orbison. But of course, they're deceased now. And Bob Lumen lived out there. He was my friend. Anyway, I would say that you might postpone your trip now, unless you're up for seeing a lot of rubble. And I mean a lot of rubble. It looks like the end. If you're old enough to remember the pictures of Europe at the end of World War II, Europe had been flattened by all the bombing and by the war. Well, that's what Nashville on the north and east side looks like now. I kid you not, most of it is covered in flattened houses.
It's unbelievable, Ralph, and you being in broadcasting for so long, when you think about the precarious nature of Mother Nature, that a storm can come out of nowhere, no warning, and do exactly what you just said, what does that make you think about at this point?
It makes me think about how long is it going to take to recover. When I was on the air preceding the Today Show for about 20 or more years, and the only time we had anything like this happen, we at the fairgrounds, one of the buildings at the fairgrounds caught on fire, and we covered that. We sent a reporter out there. Fact is, we sent our weatherman out there, and I handled the broadcast by myself and deferred to my friend Bob Olson, whom we sent out to the fire, and we lost the building, and but no one was hurt because the fire occurred at night. That's the other thing, that if there is a blessing in this tornado, it's the fact that it occurred at night and kids were not in school, people were not at work, and by the way, that's another problem. A lot of people lost their cars, and if they still have their jobs, they have to find a way to work, find some transportation. A lot of cars were destroyed. I noticed this morning there is a company in Nashville, and I can't think of what they do, but anyway, they have tried to help out the less fortunate people who don't have a job now because the building that they worked in is gone. But they have offered to hire a lot of people who are out of work. And I thought that's a great contribution to the city. People need jobs. A lot of people have lost their jobs because the place where they worked is gone. And I thought that's a great gift to the community to offer people jobs.
You know, Ralph, it makes me think, in the worst of times, which this is one of the worst of times, do we see the best of people?
Excuse me?
Do we see the best of people in the worst of these times, the humanitarian nature of people?
Oh, I think that's very, a very good estimate, that people are good-hearted. People want to help people who are in trouble. And that has happened here. People have turned out in droves to go into the damaged area and pick up sticks, take the chainsaws, and cut down pieces of trees. And the fact is, they were the people to come out and open the roads so that the first responders could get through. Yeah, we've had an awful lot of people with big hearts, and they have, and the, I believe the mayor was asking for more help for people who could do that kind of work, come out and do strenuous work, moving pieces of lumber, wallboard. I'm not kidding you, Scott. It's just all over the place.
Mm. Ralph, if you were doing your own show and on the air today, what would you be saying about this?
Well, probably the morning show I used to do, we featured news, weather, school reports when schools closed, or we had bus reports about the buses that were running to school. We had a lot of information on our regular shows. I'm sure that I would be in a position to pass along important information to the public about schools. Another thing that's so important are places that take care of little children and while their mamas and daddies work. And those places are, at the moment, most part, are closed. But I'm sure they'll reopen next week. I know that, as I think about it, there were, among the dead, there were three or four small children that were killed. But I'm sure I would be passing along information to assist the public.
You know, Ralph, I think this is just another example of the precarious nature of life. And, you know, knowing that you were so close to it, what do you think at this particular point? You know, a shift in weather and things could have been bad.
Well, you could get me started on things at the North Pole. I think we have a lot of problems with our weather because of the air, and particularly coming out of China, where I don't think they have much air control. But I'm sure that if you've watched a lot of television, as I have, you've seen the drama going on at the North Pole and the South Pole, where the ice is melting much faster than we had predicted or projected. And I think that's a major problem.
Could this be one of those long-term effects of what they call climate change now?
Well, climate change, I think, has to be addressed by some senators and congressmen who have some guts. I realize that those who don't support climate change are worried about taking jobs away from the mainstream. But somebody's going to have to do something, because over the years that will get worse unless it's addressed. Our scientists are trying to raise red flags and tell us we need to do something, and I agree with them. But climate change is a major, major problem. And I think it's not only for Tennessee, but it's for Ohio as well, that can interfere with everything.
Ralph, we have about 60 seconds left here to put a button on this, and I can't thank you enough for your time. What's the most important thing people outside of Nashville should know right now, who only know there was a tornado there Tuesday morning?
Well, it's not a good time to visit Nashville unless you come down here to work. I know that we have a lot of lines down. People are without electricity, and I know that linemen from other areas are coming into the city. So right now, the city just needs help in order to recover.
Mm. And we hope it recovers fast. I had a tremendous time when I was there about 10 days ago. It was a very great city to visit. It was the first time I had been there. Great city to do programming from, and I hope I can come back very soon. And I hope, Ralph, we can get together when I come. Nobody better to have on to do this program this morning on short notice than the Dean of Broadcasting for Country Music, and everybody knows it, the legendary Ralph Emery. Ralph, thank you so much. I appreciate it more than you know.
Well, I hope I was of some help with my information, and thank you, Scott, for having me on.
Stay well, Ralph. The legendary Ralph Emery, talking about the tornado in Nashville just days ago. Charlie Evers coming up in 10 minutes.
Out on bail by then.
Oh, he was out on bail by then. Excuse me.
Yeah, but you're right. He was in prison for 10 years short 15 days.
That being said, when this came back, what was his feeling? What day?
Sam, who was sitting